Coming up next on KBIA's Thinking Out Loud, we visit with a graphic designer based here in Columbia who's serving the emerging cannabis industry across these United States. It's Kristen Williams. And later in the show, we'll hear from Mercer & Johnson with a track from their release, 2. They've got a new CD issue coming out this Saturday. They'll have a kickoff party at the Rose Music Hall. That's all ahead on Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
My name is Kristen Williams, and I am a graphic designer and entrepreneur in the cannabis industry. I have been doing graphic design for about 2.5-3 years in the industry and have recently started my own company. I consider myself an entrepreneur with graphic design skills, and so I've started my own company called Hempsley as well that is dedicated to teaching people in prohibition states about cannabis. And so Kristen Williams Designs helps design that brand, and as well as other companies within the industry. I was born and raised in Missouri, Columbia, Missouri, and I went to college up in Kirksville at Truman. Between junior and senior year, I spent a summer living in Boulder, Colorado, where I was immersed into the cannabis industry, and that's really where I started. And I came back senior year, finished school, and did a little bit of freelancing while I was doing that. And after graduation, I was looking for a job in the space out west and wasn't finding anything that really suited me. So I got an internship with Women Grow, which is a networking organization for females in the cannabis industry, and was able to go out to Vegas with them in winter of 2015 and meet enough people to come back and start my own freelancing graphic design business as Kristen Williams Designs from Missouri. And so now I am living here. I have a little niece that I just adore. I'm very close with my family. And so, you know, staying put was not a hard decision. I love being here.
Thinking back to your college years, you left Missouri, went to Colorado, did the internship with Women Grow. What became clear to you then about the role that you might play in an emerging cannabis industry?
When I was there, I really got immersed in the culture, and it was on the way to normalization there. You know, there were all kinds of dispensaries, and it was common for people to get together. There are things like puff, puff, paint, where you get together and smoke and paint, all kinds of different activities going on as well as events. And whenever I came back, I realized just how much that you can take it for granted while you're out in a legal area. And that's whenever I realized that I could come onto the scene and help people understand that this could be normalized in other places too, in different contexts. And I also realized while I was out there that there was a big gap in the industry for graphic design. You know, all of these brands are popping up. They want to get into the storefronts quickly, and they need designers. They need quick design, and they need affordable design and design that is going to lend them a professional face in the space. And there are some great, you know, branding agencies out there that can do that, but people want personal interaction as well. So I find that as a freelancer, people really resonate with someone who is on a more personal level with them and working one-on-one.
When those companies bring you on board, what do they get? How do you describe the Kristen Williams aesthetic in terms of design?
I would say modern, but approachable. I would say personalization. I'm big on personalizing the brands that I work with, making them approachable to the layperson. I love incorporating hand lettering and other, you know, hand-drawn aesthetics, along with really professional, clean type that lends people credibility.
You mentioned being in Boulder and your time in Colorado when marijuana was becoming normalized, mm-hmm. beyond it being legalized. We sit here in Missouri where marijuana is not legal, and I'm curious where you think it is on the path towards normalization in the Show Me State.
I believe that it's definitely on the way towards normalization, but we're in the early stages still. Because of the legalization barrier, people don't have access to information and credible information. And so people are still really nervous about it. But I think that as I'm starting to delve into the community here, I am finding that there are lots of people who are open to the idea of talking about cannabis and about using non-psychoactive CBD products in their daily lives. And it is becoming more normalized on a lower level. You know, it's under wraps still, but it's coming.
How has marijuana been useful to you personally?
When I first tried cannabis, I realized for the first time that I was a very anxious person. My mind has always been going a million miles a minute. And whenever I used cannabis, it was able to calm my brain down long enough for me to enjoy the moment that I was in. That was the beginning of it. But I've found that it also is really helpful for my migraines. I've been getting migraines since I was in elementary school that were debilitating. I would have to leave school. I remember very hazy walks down the hallway to my locker. And there was one time I even went to the emergency room because I had gotten dehydrated and nauseous. They would knock me out for a whole day. Whenever I use cannabis, I feel one coming on, the migraine will stop. I don't have to lay down and take a nap for the rest of the day. I can continue working, you know, lay down for 30 minutes, get up, and I can be good as new to continue about my day. I've also found that it's really great for my back pain. I have had chronic upper back pain. I've done physical therapy for it, all kinds of things since high school, and never found anything that really worked. And I found that cannabis topicals are really great. By the end of the day, my back will hurt so much that it's hard to lay down and go to sleep. So I have a spray that I can spray on my back, and it helps just alleviate that pain for me to fall asleep. I've also found that, you know, cannabis is great during the day for the back pain as well, and there's all kinds of oils that I can rub into my neck and shoulders while I work on the computer, which help me just focus on my work instead of the pain. I can get really nervous going into situations where I'm being networking with a lot of people. I have some social anxiety. And so if I use a little bit of CBD beforehand, it really calms my nausea and, makes me just in a better mindset for going in and talking with people.
All right, for those not in the know, what's CBD?
So CBD is cannabidiol. It is the non-psychoactive cannabinoid found in cannabis. There are over 50 cannabinoids found in cannabis, and the two that we know most about are THC and CBD. THC is the one that is responsible for producing the high that we know about cannabis, and CBD does not produce any high. So when it comes to those different chemicals, they both support the endocannabinoid system, which is the system in our bodies that regulates balance between all the other systems. And it's made up of receptors embedded all over the body. So THC is a cannabinoid that will bind to receptors predominantly found in the brain, which is why it produces the high. And CBD binds to receptors throughout the body, such as in the immune system, digestive tract, to help bring balance in those areas. So they work best when used together, but you can separate them. And so CBD is a compound that is considered to be nationally legal at this point because of the Farm Bill.
Where do you start the conversation with somebody who you're trying to convince of the efficacy of cannabis?
I usually start with really listening and getting to know what in their life is going on and how they might personally be able to benefit from cannabis. Again, I'm not always talking about the part of getting high with cannabis. So it is really beneficial to all kinds of people. You know, it can help with memory. It can help with pain, inflammation. And so I'll evaluate in my own mind how I think that they could benefit and then bring it up in some way that I think that they would resonate with. Usually it starts by talking about the endocannabinoid system. Usually it's a CBD product I'm suggesting. So like I was earlier, I was explaining the difference between CBD and THC so that they can understand how they interact within their body and be more familiar with it so that they're not as threatened. And when I begin talking about the endocannabinoid system then and explaining the CBD, people are often more apt to really take in what I'm saying because I'm not suggesting that they go get high and do something. I'm just suggesting that this could be an added supplement that they could easily incorporate into their daily routines.
On your website, KristenWilliamsDesigns.com, you've got a 7-day cannabis cleanse. Tell me about the origin of that and what it is.
So the cleanse started with an idea from Jane West, who is a thought leader in the industry that started Women Growth, the networking organization I got an internship with. She lost a lot of weight switching from alcohol to cannabis for her recreational use. So she had the idea of creating some kind of cleanse. And I really liked the idea of talking about how cannabis could be incorporated into a healthy and responsible balanced lifestyle, kind of altering the idea of what we think of for cleansing as well as with detoxing. Usually whenever you search cannabis cleanse, it's how to get cannabis out of your system instead of putting it in. So it was kind of a play on that, as well as just the hype around cleanses right now. Everyone is all about doing some kind of juice or detox cleanse, and we believe that cannabis is a lifestyle choice. You incorporate it into a lifestyle. It's not just something that you do for 7 days. You know, it's something that is consistent over time. It's a preventative medicine, in our opinion. So we wanted to present that to the public in a way that would be approachable, digestible, and a little bit of fun. So it's a little bit challenging. There's 7 days, and there are 10 different principles that we challenge you to follow, including, you know, getting enough water, getting enough sleep, listening to your body whenever it needs to move. And we never say, you know, smoke X amount of cannabis every day. We believe that it's a very personal thing as to how much cannabis you should consume and what kind of cannabis you should consume. If you're in a prohibition state, that might just be CBD for you. If you're in a legal area, that could include THC. So the cleanse is just really to introduce you to a more mindful lifestyle and teach you about how cannabis can help increase the quality of that mindful lifestyle. So one of the biggest myths that I work with is the theory that it's a gateway drug. People are really concerned that it could do damage to their brain and could lead them to using other drugs. And I've talked with people who have used other drugs, and you know, their firsthand testimony is that that is not the case. And I, you know, have never used other drugs beyond cannabis, so I don't believe it's the case. So that's one of the biggest things that I deal with, explaining that to people and explaining how, you know, this isn't a drug that's doing harm to your brain. It actually can encourage the growth of neural pathways and help with memory and when used in the right capacity, and help with other ailments as well.
Look into your crystal ball. Based on what you saw in Colorado and the emerging industry there that you're working with, how do you see the trajectory for legal, medical, or recreational marijuana going in Missouri?
I do see it being legal in some medical capacity. I was really nervous, actually, to come out in my community about what I'm doing. And since coming out, I have gotten awesome response. I was really worried, but most people that I talk to are very supportive or very curious, want to know more. I don't ever have anyone really shut me down whenever I'm talking about it. And so that has been really encouraging for me to see. I think that people are really open to having the medical conversation. On a recreational level, I think that we still have a ways to go. I think that medical is the most important thing. We need to get this medicine into the hands of the patients that need it. And I think people are really starting to see that, especially with the stories about children that are coming out, about how they really help with seizures and cancer and end-of-life treatment. And so I think that people are starting to see the value in it, and it won't be long. I do think that within the next 16 months, we will at least be voting on whether or not to legalize.
And at the same time, we have a presidential administration that says we're going to clamp down on those states where it's legal for recreational purpose. Mm-hmm. So that makes the medical issue even more of a primary concern. Mm-hmm. If somebody was hearing this who was on the fence or maybe is opposed to marijuana being legal in any capacity, what would you say to them? That one person, because that's what we're always talking about in radio, is we're talking to one person, not like 10,000 people.
Right. We need to be educated about how cannabis works within our system. And I think that whenever you become educated about what it is doing on a chemical level in our bodies, it's indisputable that this can act as a medicine, and it can act as a really really good medicine for a lot of people who really need it, especially children. I think that children is always the way, you know, my last resort. I always share the story of Charlotte Fiji, who was having 300 grand mal seizures a week, and her parents started using CBD oil. It was non-psychoactive, and her seizures were reduced dramatically. You know, she was having one or two every couple weeks. And so I just always wonder how anyone could possibly justify taking that medicine away from a child and sending her back into having those types of seizures.
What do you have planned for 2017?
This year is dedicated to launching Hempsley, which is a wellness guidance brand dedicated to helping people specifically in prohibition states in the Midwest learn about cannabis and have safe access to information. Really, whenever you're in a legal state, you have a wealth of information. You can walk into a dispensary and talk to all kinds of very knowledgeable people, ask your questions. And whenever you're living in somewhere where it's illegal, you don't have that luxury. And so I want to make this information available to people who are curious or who want to learn more about just holistic wellness practices in general. Hempsley is not specific to cannabis only. It's all about all natural healing modalities, from everything from traditional practices in Ayurveda, Reiki, yoga, energy medicine, all the way to, you know, herbal remedies and aromatherapy, because really at the end of the day, cannabis is just another plant with healing properties. And so Hempsley focuses on all kinds of natural healing remedies that you can use in your daily self-care routine with specialization in cannabinoid therapies.
That's the voice of Kristen Williams. She is a graphic designer in the emerging cannabis industry across the United States. She's a Columbia native, and she's been my guest this week on Thinking Out Loud. Kristen, thanks for making the time to come by today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.